Rain, rain, go away. And please don't come back. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This seems to be the battle cry in South Asia as the monsoon season continues. In other news, the need for Bibles in China remains huge. We're talking about who's asking for them and what you can do to help. But we'll start today in South Asia, where rescue efforts continue this week as monsoon season kicks off. The death toll stands so far at 670 across Nepal, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but many remain missing. Floodwaters covered entire villages in some places, and landslides carried others away. Yet World Vision's Greg Kelly says there's a silver lining to seasonal disaster.
When you combine India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, we're talking about some of the highest concentrated areas in the world where people have never heard of Jesus. So these monsoons, as devastating as they are, it creates an unprecedented opportunity for the church to do evangelism and share Jesus. And we need to step into this moment right now and take advantage of that.
Through church partners in Nepal, World Mission distributes water filters and solar-powered audio Bibles that they call treasures.
The people are looking for answers. In many cases, they've lost everything. And it's in those moments of their desperation where the treasure becomes so effective because their hearts are open to the gospel. So we're seeing God do just amazing things, even in the midst of the flooding.
If you want to help send physical aid or treasures, connect with World Mission through links at our website. And most importantly, pray.
People in their point of desperation are uniquely receptive to the gospel. So we need to pray that the gospel finds fertile soil in the hearts of the people there.
Next, Bruce Allen of FMI is fresh off the plane from a field visit to Indonesia. But before we talk about his time abroad, take a quick mental count of how many Bibles you own. Include the one on your phone, tablet, or computer, too. Now consider this. In Indonesia, it's common that a single Bible is shared between 9 and 12 people.
There are many congregations on the island of Borneo, for example, where the pastor has a Bible, and the pastor's wife, and maybe a couple other people in the congregation, but the majority of the congregation do not have their own Bible. It's nearly impossible to find one for purchase on the island.
There's a hunger on Borneo for God's word, and FMI wants to meet it. The goal? To supply FMI pastors in Indonesia with 500 Bibles before the end of the year.
We'd love to have the financial support, the prayer support of Mission Network News audience to really rally around this new openness that is being experienced across Indonesia.
Consider this. Sparing the cost of your favorite latte could get the word of God into the hands of a believer in Indonesia. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And little accessibility to the global church and the gospel makes China a difficult place to live as a Christian. That's becoming an even bigger concern now as we see the window of opportunity for global church assistance in China closing. So while Bibles for China continues to focus on providing scripture, they're also trying to meet requests for other discipling materials. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, tells us,
they need Bibles, but they're telling us also that with the Bibles, they need resources. In other words, they need study Bibles, they need John Maxwell Leadership Bibles, they need commentaries, they need some sort of something that they give the individuals and preaching points and leaders within the registered church in China.
Bibles for China has permits to distribute resources, which has multiplied accessibility of the gospel within the registered church. But it can be difficult to work within the parameters of what the government deems as correct for Christianity. But legal churches are still a great way to get God's word into more hands. Pray that Bibles for China would be able to continue to equip Chinese believers, and pray that the national Christian leadership would continue to stand firm in their faith. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, disaster ministry, or Bible distribution, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.